This is Coach Denny Crum.
And this is Coach Joe B. Hall.
Welcome to one of our Commonwealth's most treasured traditions, filled with colorful pageantry, remarkable speed, and stunning surprises.
It's the first jewel in horse racing's Triple Crown, Kentucky Derby 132 on 84 WHAS.
It's Derby Day 132. 84 WHAS is proud to bring you 16 continuous hours of United Dynamics Permadry coverage. Our full 84 WHAS broadcast crew is standing by to keep you informed throughout the day with live team coverage. Now, from our Derby Day Broadcast Center overlooking historic Churchill Downs, here are the voice of the Louisville Cardinals, Paul Rogers, and the voice of the Kentucky Wildcats, Tom Leach.
So many scenarios, so many dreams, so many conundrums at the betting window. Will the much-anticipated speed duel develop? Is unbeaten Barbaro the favorite in the early betting, the next Seattle Slough, or the next Mr. Frisky? And who will gain the favor of those oft-mentioned Derby gods? We'll try to give you the answers to those questions and more, but the great thing about this game is that you get to bet and put your money where your mouth is, or your heart. Good morning from high atop Churchill Downs on a beautiful Kentucky Derby day in Louisville. I'm Tom Leach. Our veteran team is back for another day, bringing you the flavor of the greatest 2 minutes in sports and the hype and hoopla that surrounds it.
No matter how many times you come to the Kentucky Derby, it's always a thrill and it's always exciting. And, yeah, there's always a little bit of a case of nerves, too, I think.
Well, you know, this is the official drink of the Kentucky Derby. Everybody out here are the official drinkers.
That makes sense to me.
Powdered sugar, water, early times, crushed ice, sprig of mint.
Yes.
How much are you charging for those this year?
$9.
$9? You got to be drunk to buy your first one.
People generally are when they come in.
Well, they smell great. They smell mint-like, minty fresh.
Well, they are minty fresh.
It almost, if I could just take the mint and use that for breath mint, that'd be fine. The rest of it makes it tough.
Here you go, Terry.
You going to give me a sprig? Hey, can I chew on this or will I get some?
You chew, yes. Please do.
All right. At least I'll pin it to my lapel and make it look like I'm going to the prom next
There you
week.
Go.
In the infield, making mint juleps. And, man, they smell funky, baby. Almost like, I think he slipped a little Formula 409 in mine. I'm Terry Miners on your official Derby station, 84 WHAS.
Lachlan McClain and E.J. Clark are standing by there, guys.
All right, thanks a lot, Tom. Yeah, E.J.'s with me. You know, there's some folks out here we're hanging out, and they were talking about Terry Miners, and somebody said, good thing there's a fence between him and us. They were happy about that.
A fence and the racetrack.
keep him away from us.
Tony Dow from Leave It to Beaver fame here, and welcome to you.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, is this your first time for the Derby?
This is my first Derby. Man, it's exciting, huh?
Did Jerry Mathers talk you into coming?
Well, we decided together, but yeah, he's been here a few times, so he has a little experience, but I think it's always fun to come the first time.
Tell us about your legions of fans. I see a lot of women who say, I just loved him when he was on Leave It to Beaver.
Now, take it easy. My wife's standing here. We got to be careful.
Are you a horse race fan at all, or are you just here for the atmosphere?
No, I'm an Easter Seals fan, that's why we're here, and raise some money for a great cause. But it's going to be fun to see the horses run in this environment, because it's got to be the best horse race in the world.
That's for sure. I hope we raise a lot of money.
I hope we win some horse races.
That too. Thanks a lot.
Take it easy, thanks.
Lots of different groups get together and work at various booths to raise money for their cause. Linda Shaughnessy, you're working on behalf of what?
St. Bernard School.
St. Bernard School. And you're the most spirited team of all. Aren't you selling these burgers?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We also have a Finlandia booth, and we're selling mimosas, screwdrivers, and Bloody Marys.
Now you can tell we're Catholics. For Derby 132, I'm Terry Miners on the official Derby station, 84 WHAS.
You've seen Mo Rocca on virtually every network. You've got Animal Planet. You've got Comedy Central. You've got VH1. You've got even a celebrity chef on the Food Network. And now you're doing reports for The Tonight Show?
With Jay Leno, that's right. You also left at Telemundo. I was on Telemundo on a telenovela. No, I'm here for The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. We're doing a piece on Tuesday night. I'm very excited to be here at the Derby. This is my first time here. The mint julep was introduced by Henry Clay in the U.S. House of Representatives.
You've been studying up on your history here.
Kinda. I love Kentucky. My favorite people are from Kentucky. Muhammad Ali, Loretta Lynn, and Abraham Lincoln.
What kind of characters have you run into? I noticed you interviewed the gentleman with these many drinks on his hand.
Yes. It was so exciting to meet a Kennedy. I can't believe it. I mean, in here. I mean, he already escaped the long arm of the law, I guess.
So are you in town the whole weekend?
I am in town the whole weekend. And I'm excited to be in the infield. The infield is the one place where you can actually shotgun a mint julep.
It's Mo Rocca. And this is Ron Fisher on the Derby Station, 84 WHAS.
Let's go out and find Tony Cruz.
Okay, I've met Matt and Michelle, and they're from Vegas. Okay, Michelle, you got a beautiful hat on.
Thank you.
You're wearing fur. Is that real fur, or is that like Pamela Anderson approved fur?
Oh, no, it's very much Pamela Anderson approved. It's fox fur.
Fox fur.
With
F-A-U-X. Oh, there, I said faux fur. Now, you've got some, what, 4 or 5 inch heels. Are your feet comfortable?
Well, it's early, so we'll see what it's like by the end of the day.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Now, they're going to sell flip-flops at the end of the day for your feet.
Okay? I have it in my purse.
What do you think of the people in Kentucky?
They're very nice.
Will you go back to Vegas and tell them we wear shoes and have teeth?
Yeah, I will. I'll do that.
Thank you so much.
Let's check in with Cindy Sullivan.
My feet are killing me. We're going to have to go over here to this official event merchandise kiosk because I see some flip-flops over there. And here they are, and they're perfect. They're pink and they're green, and they match my outfit to a T. Could I purchase these flip-flops, please?
Certainly. They're only $60.
$60? Okay, I'm picturing the look on my husband's face when I tell him I bought $60 flip-flops. What am I going to say?
It was the Derby, and you have to do it for the Derby.
Actor and Kentucky native Ned Beatty back again. Hi.
Hello, everybody.
How are you doing this Derby season?
I'm doing pretty well for an old codger. I like the word codger.
Now, as a Derby veteran, do you have any advice for the first-timers?
To a first-timer, I would say protect yourself at all times. It's not like prize fighting exactly, but it's close, you know. But Derby Day is a very, very special thing. There's not many things like that anywhere. So.
Well, thank you so much. Appreciate your time. Ned Beatty there. And this is Ron and Mel on your Derby Station, 84 WHAS.
Are you making any money? Well, that's the question on the table. What just happened with you?
Nothing yet. I'm about to start.
Just made your first bet.
Yeah.
And how do you choose?
Too much research. I overthink it.
No jockey silk colors. No, I like the name.
Just look at the times and see how they run.
Does it work for you traditionally?
Most of the time.
Yeah. Now you're the friend. Okay. You guys are from
Nashville.
You are. Okay. And you drove up just to have fun?
Uh-huh. Drink a lot of beer.
Now, do you just follow his bets or do you have your own strategy?
I always bet different. Always.
Yeah, so you lose a lot.
hey, this is over.
I'm here with definitely the most beautiful guest that I've interviewed today, Jennifer Love Hewitt. Welcome.
Thank you.
Is this your first Derby?
It is my first Derby, yeah.
You've been here doing the parties, the Barnstable Brown, and a little bit of everything. What all have you done since you've been in the city?
Basically, we went to a wonderful gala last night, and I came to the Oaks yesterday and won $22. I was very excited about that. And went to Joe's Crab Shack. I was also very excited about that. That was really good.
Is that one of your favorites?
It is, yeah. We don't have those very much in LA, so I was really excited about that. My best friend Jenny came with me, so we've been having a good time, and here I am at the Derby, and I'm just loving it.
Well, hopefully you'll come back again next year.
I hope so.
Congratulations on the success of Ghost Whisperer.
Thank you.
And I have to tell you before I let you go, one of our news guys, Paul Miles, has the biggest crush on you, and if you tell him hi, I'm sure that would make his Derby.
Hi, Paul. Lots of love.
That did it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jennifer Love Hewitt. And this is Ron Fisher on the Derby Station, 84 WHAS.
Paul Rogers, who's your pick?
I'm still undecided, but yeah, I guess
back.
I got to pick somebody, so I'll stick with the horse. I'm end of the week, like in Lawyer Ron, I guess I have to stick with it.
I'm going to do the same thing. I've gone back and forth between Sweet Northern Saint and Barbaro, and all those 13s and my son's birthday, just too much is lining up there. I'm going with Sweet Northern Saint from the 11 hole to win it today in Derby 132.
All right, for E.J. Clark, I'm Lachlan McLean. Enjoy your Derby. Good luck.
This is Tom Meeker, President and Chief Executive Officer of Churchill Downs Incorporated. Welcome to the exclusive radio broadcast of the 132nd running of the Kentucky Derby.
Kentucky Derby.
And go, no
How Strictly Come in the Kentucky Derby, and Barbaro is running away. It's Edgar Prado aboard, and Barbaro is going to win this Derby by six lengths. Bluebreast had second. From far back, Steppenwolfer came on to be third, and from last, I believe it was Dazzle coming up to finish off the Superfecta. What a performance. Barbaro win ready. It was Edgar Prado stepping on the gas and destroying this field in the 132nd running of the Kentucky Derby. What a performance.
And a quick time of 201.96 seconds.